又是已经安排好了。
He already arranged all these properly.
把两个孩子带到他父亲。
He brought his two sons to Jacob.
那这个时候父亲已经相当大了。
And the father was quite elderly.
年纪大了，眼目昏花。
Couldn't see very well.
所以根本没有看见他的孩子在搞来搞去做什么。
So he couldn't see what was going on between the two sons.
两个孩子靠近他。
So those two sons came to him.
公公的膝盖前面了。
And came before the grandfather.
公公就要祝福了。
And the grandfather was about to bless them.
当他要祝福的时候。
When he was about to do that.
手就拿出来。
And his hands were lifted.
右手就转到左边那里去。
And his right hand went onto the left side.
要把左手转到右边
去。And left hand to the right side.
哇，这个父亲就很紧张了。
And then,
怎么搞的？
And Joseph was quite anxious.
怎么把大的福气给弟弟？
How can you give the blessings to the younger son?
把小的福气给哥哥。
And a smaller blessing to the elder one.
这个跟我做父亲盼望得到祖先的祝福的愿望是完全不一样。
It actually goes against my wish as a father.
所以他就说父亲啊。
So he said, Father,
不是这样。
That's not the way to do it.
在你右边的。
On your right.
这个呢是以法莲，是玛拿西。
Manasseh is on your right side.
他是哥哥。
He is the elder one.
你要用右手祝福我的大孩子。
You must use your right hand to actually bless my firstborn.
在你左边这个孩子。
On your left side.
是以法莲。
Is Ephraim.
他是弟弟。
He is the younger one.
你要用左手去替他祝福。
Must use your left hand to bless him.
他所以把他父亲的手就抓回来放在
这里。So he wanted to bring his father's hands back to the right position.
当他把父亲的手拿起来。
When he was about to lift his father's hand.
放在这里的时候。
Onto the other side.
他要纠正他的父亲。
Wanted to correct his father.
没有想到他父亲说
He couldn't expect that the father said
我知道我知道
I know my son I know
但是
However,
我不要
I don't want to do it your way
右手转到这边来
My right hand to be on this side
左手转到那边去
My left hand to be the other side
老人家很固执的你知道吗
Sometimes elderly people are quite stubborn
我告诉你我们只能适应老人很难改变老人
We can only adapt to the elderly's ways. We cannot change them.
这两句话你听懂了
When you remember this,
你一生就免去不需要的争执很多次
You spare yourself a lot of conflicts.
大家一二三我们只能适应老人很难改变老人你想要改变老人
If you want to change an elderly person,
他会瞪着你
They will stare at you,
对你说
say to you,
我吃的盐比你吃的米更多
I have so much more experience in life,
我过的桥比你跑的路更多
I'm so much more experienced than you,
你怎么搞的要改变我这个老人
How can you change my ways?
老人是不是常常做错事啊
Will elderly people do the wrong things?
不一定
Not so.
老人常常不讲话
They just sometimes just remain
silent. 其实老人很聪明的
They tend to be quite intelligent.
我知道因为我是老人嘛
I know because I'm elderly.
我了解一些东西。
I know certain things.
经过几十年人生的经验。
Because after many decades of life experience.
堆积出来的东西不是没有用的。
The experience that I've accumulated are not worthless.
那为什么雅各要把手就转来转去呢
？Why did Jacob want to bring the hands the other way around?
那个时候他已经骨头已经很紧了，不容易转来转去。
His bones might have been quite inflexible by then.
但他里面的正就告诉他。
But he knew by instinct.
你需要这么做。
You have to do it that way.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人常常用。自然身份来夸口
Because we tend to boast of our natural status.
我是哥哥嘛
I am the elderly son.
我一定比你大嘛
I'm elderly.
所以我一定比你厉害嘛
I'm older
than you. 我一定比你更好嘛
I'm better than you.
而神常常有另外一种次序的恩典
But God has often has a very different sequence to give his grace.
是超自然的事情
It's something supernatural.
跟自然的恩典不一样
It's against natural grace.
因为亲身经历过这件事
Because Jacob experienced this for himself.
以扫是哥哥
Esau was the elder son.
他是弟弟。
He was the younger one.
上帝特别要赐福这个弟弟。
But God actually blessed the younger son instead.
所以叫那些只以自然次序而骄傲的哥哥不看重长子的名分。
So that the firstborn who didn't take note of his firstborn, his right as the firstborn,
神就把这个恩典把他拿回来。
Would be put to shame.
赐给有追求的弟弟。
And his grace was taken away from Esau and given to Jacob.
小的就有经验。
Jacob himself experienced this when he was young.
而且他也莫名其妙知道另外一件事情。
And he knew something else.
我最小的弟弟，我最小的孩子。
My youngest son.
他做的梦是胜过十个哥哥。的状况
His dream is actually shows that he is greater than all the others.
我责备过他
Brothers, I rebuked him.
难道你父亲、母亲都要听你的话吗
How can your father and your mother bow down to you?
我认为这个是违背自然秩序
I think this is against the natural law.
结果事实证明
But the reality was that
上帝赐福给约瑟
God blessed Joseph indeed.
虽然受他许多的磨练进监牢被毁败被出卖 被忘记，结果呢，他突然转身一变，成为全埃及的宰相。
Although God allowed Joseph to go through so much suffering, eventually he became the prime minister.
所以他这个时候很敏感，上帝啊。
And therefore Jacob was sensitive towards God.
你要我祝福这两个孩子，你要赐福哪一个呢
？Which one do you want me to bless first, O God?
神的灵感动他。
The spirit of God must have moved him.
我要在灵性上按以法莲。超过
Spiritually, I want to give a greater blessing to Ephraim more than Manasseh.
按年龄来说
，according to their age,
Manasseh 是老大哥
，Manasseh was the older one.
他是长子
，he was the older son.
按照我属灵的原则来说
，based on my spiritual principles,
我要特别赐福这个弟弟。
I want to give special blessings to the younger son.
为什么这些事会记在下
？Why are these things recorded here?
因为按照自然次序
，because based on natural order of things.
律法规定。长子可以得两份。
The law would say that the firstborn will get a double portion.
按照上帝的带领。
And based on God's guidance.
不是流便得到两份。
Reuben didn't get a double portion.
后来是又是得到两份。
It was Joseph who got a double portion.
又是不但不是长子。
Not only wasn't Joseph the firstborn.
不是次子。
He wasn't the second one.
又是也不是三子。
Not the third one.
又是是第十一子。
He was the 11th son.
凭着什么资格又是得到两份。
Why would he qualify for this double portion?
神的智慧超过人的智慧。
Because the wisdom of God transcends human wisdom.
神的主权超过人的主权。
His sovereign will is above our will.
神的自由超过人的自由。
His freedom is above our free will.
圣灵感动。
The Holy Spirit moved him.
雅各就顺服了。
And Jacob submitted to the guidance.
他把手放回来。
And he brought his right hand to the left.
又是把它放在又这个马拿西头上。
When Joseph want to bring his hand to Manasseh's head,
他说我、我知道。
Jacob said, "My son,
我知道他是长子。
I know he's the elder son. However,
我要祝福你的次子。
I want to bless your younger son.
立他在他哥哥之上。
To make him above the elder son.
我不知道那一天以后这两兄弟有没有吵架。
I don't know whether the two sons actually quarrelled.
可是你没有记载。
Bible didn't say.
但是他就把手剪他过来。
But that was how he crossed both of his hands.
就对两个孙子。用不同的层次来给他们
to bless his grandsons against the natural order of things.
雅各这样做
that was how Jacob did this blessing.
又是没有办法
and Joseph had to follow.
亲爱的弟兄
dear brothers and sisters,
有许多时候我们不明白神的安排
very often we do not understand how God arranges for things to happen.
但我清楚看到一件事
but I can see something very clearly.
有许多人因为他的天然次序
many people because of the natural order of things,
常常他就用自己的想法来代替上帝的。
They will use their own wisdom to take the place of God's wisdom.
我有一次发现，我不在的时候，我的同工自己到一个很有钱的家里去开会。
Once when I was away, my co-workers actually went to a rich man's family for a meeting.
啊，他们的开会完全不是我们所计划的。
And their meeting was totally not planned.
而且用了非常世俗的办法召集会议。
And they used very secular ways to gather the meeting together.
有一个传道人。
There was this pastor.
去找了一个餐馆。
And look for a restaurant.
请几个特别对他好的一同去开会。
And actually brought a few people for the meeting.
那些不大听他的话的，他就不请。
Those who didn't listen to him, he wouldn't bring them for the meeting.
他们去开会的时候。
So when they went for the meeting,
他们就提到一件事情。
And they talked about something.
唐牧师有一天死了，我们这个运动要怎么办
？When if Reverend Tong were to pass away, what would happen to our ministries?
当然，我不认为他是盼望我死。
But of course, I don't think that he wants me to pass away so soon.
真正是挂虑。
He was really worried.
真正的关心。
Was really concerned.
这个工作做了十多年，做得这么大。
These ministries have gone on for more than a decade.
如果唐牧师死了怎么办
？Reverend Tong would pass away.
他叫了七八个最听他话的。
So he brought seven or eight co-workers who listened to him the most.
这几个年龄都比他小。
And these were all younger than him.
他们以为是正式会议就去了。
So they thought it was a proper official meeting. They went.
而且秘秘密密不给我知道。
But they went secretly without letting me know.
其实呢，谁要接替我，我很愿意放手的。
I'm very willing to let someone else take my place.
不相信你试试看来接替。
If you don't believe, come and try.
我就交给你。
I will let you take over my place.
那么还剩下一两千万美金的，你就去付。
Then you can pay the expenses.
那你就半死，马上退，马上自动辞职。
You will definitely resign straight away.
我的策略和你们不一样。
My strategies are different from yours.
每一个要进到我们运动的人
，whoever wants to be part of our ministry，
你就预备焦头烂额。
Be prepared to suffer a lot.
你预备牺牲自己。
Be prepared to sacrifice yourself.
预备没有办法应付，要怎么办
？Be prepared to be at your wit's end.
你才能做这个工作。
Only then can you come and be part of the ministry.
我们有很多钱吗
？Do we have a lot of money？
没有
，certainly not.
我们一直变成需要很多钱。
We always need a lot of money.
为什么需要很多钱
？Why do we need a lot of money?
我们把钱发展到一个地方，
一
一个地步。
We have used our money to develop our ministries to such an extent.
没有什么巨款存价可以增的。
We do not have any surplus.
所以我们工作越做越大。
So our ministries become greater.
现在很多的教会有钱一直收收。
Many churches just keep a lot of money.
就工作越做越小。
And they do less and less ministries.
所以正统教会。
An Orthodox church.
越做越小越小。
That's why they become smaller in ministries.
邪门左道。
And all the unorthodox churches,
越做越大,
they become greater in ministries.
没有正统信仰的人有很大的雄心。
So those who do not have the orthodox faith, they tend to be more ambitious.
The wrong theological trend are very ambitious. And people with the right theology has no ambition.
有正统神学的往往没有野心。
这是很可怜的。
This is truly very sad.
不是野心，雄心。
哦，雄心。
教会被有雄心的人建起来，被有野心的人夺去了。
You see that people who are ambitious are not using the wrong theological principles.
Church is established by the aspirational people and taken away by the ambitious egoists. 那些自私的野心要把它拿去。
Those ambitious egoists are taking the place of us.
那么后来我就想了。
So I thought about this matter.
这里我也想，如果我死了。
I thought about what if I really pass away?
交给谁呢?
Who would take over my place?
是按年龄来。
Is it according to age?
如果我死了,
if I were to pass away,
50多岁的接替,
will someone in his 50s take over me?
他死了,
what if he dies?
40多岁的接替,
those who are in his 40s will take over.
是这样吗?
Do I plan things like that?
后来我想来想去,
then I thought about it.
我在观察世界的形势,
when I observe the people around.
教会不是分遗址的地方。
The church is not where we distribute chairs.
教会不是轮流坐高位的地方。
It's not where we will actually give someone a high status.
但神兴起的人
When God raises someone,
是比原有年纪更轻的时候，你要不要顺服他？
Are you willing to be submissive if someone younger than you takes your place?
我告诉你，
Let me say to you,
人很难看别人比自己更成功。
We tend to be, we cannot take it when people are more successful than us.
很难听人家说你杀了千千，他杀了万万。你听了又说，我先杀死你再说。
We don't want to hear people say that he killed thousands, but you killed thousands, he killed tens of thousands.
所以呢，扫罗心中不能有那大位。
And that's why Saul couldn't actually swallow it.
你这个年轻人，你要篡位，你要替代我嘛，我一定先消灭你。
He couldn't.Bear that David would take his place. He wanted to kill David.
但我们从蜜蜂、从蚂蚁学到很多的功课。
But from bees and from ants, we actually learned many lessons.
当做领袖的蜜蜂死的时候
，When the ant who is the leader actually dies.
我说蜜蜂，你说 ant.
When the bee who is the leader actually dies.
怎么办呢？
What happens?
所有的人就培养一个新的蜂王来代替他。
And then they will actually bring everyone to cultivate.
No. They chose one.
They will choose
feed him.
Someone
feed
to feed him, to feed her,
to be the new queen,
to be the new queen among the bees.
就是这样。
That's how they do it.
没有不赞成的。
They will not actually, they will actually obey.
所以我说呢。
So I say,
如果有一天我走了。
If I were to pass away,
上帝不是兴起四号人物。
God wouldn't raise someone who is second to me.
是突然兴起很年轻的一个伟大的领袖。
He will raise a young man who is very great, indeed a great leader.
大家要不要顺服呢？
Do you want to be submissive to such an arrangement?
很不容易是吗?
You will not be willing, will you?
为什么法利赛人不接受耶稣?
Why didn't the Pharisees want to accept Jesus?
你这个拿撒勒,
this Nazarene,
有什么用?
What's the use of this man?
加利利能出什么呢?
What kind of great man can come out of Galilee?
拿撒勒没有出过先知。
From Nazareth, there has never been a prophet.
你这种出生。
Someone of his upbringing.
你这种家世,
someone of his background.
有什么特别的地方?
There's nothing special about this man.
你岂不是那木匠的孩子?
He's the carpenter's son, isn't he?
我们为什么要尊重?
Why must I respect him?
不但如此,
not only so.
虽然家人对圣经的研究也已经超过了马丁路德。
Although John Calvin surpassed Martin Luther in biblical studies.
但路德会在路德死了以后，他其他的领袖很难接待更正信仰。的伟大的人。
And the Lutherans after Martin Luther died couldn't accept the Reformed faith.
因为人都以为是我是老大哥的尊严。
Because people tend to think that I am the big, there's greater one.
这叫做马纳西情节。
This is the Manasseh syndrome.
这对以法莲就不客气了。
And to Ephraim, he wouldn't be very nice to him.
你是弟弟。
You are the younger brother.
你怎么可以超越哥哥？
How can you take my place?
我是你的哥哥。
I'm your elder brother.
你一定要听我的话。
You must listen to me.
这是人的常情。
We all tend to think like that.
你看，在创世纪是记在下面。
In Genesis, we see this recorded.
连约瑟都看不见上帝的引导，是要死。弟弟超过哥哥。
Even Joseph couldn't see God's guidance in this matter.
所以他照着人的规矩。
So based on the natural laws of men.
照着文化的传统。
Based on cultural laws.
照着风俗习惯。
Based on their customs.
把他的爸爸的手转过来。
He wanted to bring his father's right hand to
Ephraim. 爸爸
Ephraim.
不是这样。
The father said, No, I don't.
应当这样。
He said, It should be like that.
爸爸说啊，对不起，我老糊涂了。
Oh, did the father say, Oh, sorry, I'm muddled.
谢谢你提醒。
Thanks for reminding me.
雅各说什么？
Jacob said,
知道。
I know.My son,
我知道
I know,
但是
however,
我不要
I don't want it to be done your way.
你弟弟
I want the younger son,
大过他的哥哥
younger son to be greater than the elder one.
马拿西以后也会领受上帝很多人
Manasseh will also receive God's grace abundantly.
神要兴起以法莲超过他的哥哥
But God wants to raise Ephraim more than Manasseh.
亲爱的弟兄
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣说什么
The Lord Jesus said,
你们要做比我更大的工作。
You must do greater things than I have done.
这是伟大的领袖之所以是伟大的。
This is why a great leader is great indeed.
亲爱的弟兄
Dear brothers and sisters.
我刚才提的那些人
Those people I mentioned.
原来他们要做什么
Who did they want, what did they want to do?
我们承认。
We said we acknowledge.
我们没有一个人恩赐像唐牧师那么大的。
No, none of us is as gifted as Reverend Tong.
他们把我的恩赐列出来这么多种，哪里有办法找到
？They listed all my gifts. They said that no one could take my place.
后来他们说
，Then they said，
他如果一死了
，If he passes away，
几个人就代替他把整个运动带领下去。
A few of us would take his place and continue this movement.
哦，原来是如此。
Oh, so that was it.
然后他们注定了。
And then they decided,
他们就是我的继承人。
They will become my successors.
后来上帝许可吗？
Did God allow this to happen?
上帝不许可。
God did not allow this.
结果呢，这一群的人呢？
So these people,
除了一个后来醒悟过来以外，
other than one who later was awakened,
一个一个就走掉了。
The remaining co-workers actually left.
上帝把他淘汰掉。
God actually filtered them away.
结果出去了以后呢？
So after they went out,
没有一个成就什么大事。
No one could accomplish great things.
所以我一直等。
So I was waiting
上帝再兴起一批人
to raise, for God to raise someone
再出去
so that they'll be sent out again.
再等上帝再兴起一批
人 And I kept waiting for God to raise some people.
我这个运动是很艰难的
This movement is truly difficult.
我现在到处跑
I'm running all over the place.
归正神学的基础打根基
to build the foundation of reform theology.
然后我们等候
And we'll be waiting
上帝兴起一些人起来做接替这个运动
for God to raise some people to take over my place in pursuing this ministry. Thanks be to God.
我从来没有想到这样的年轻人英文会翻译的这么好、啊、这样最难翻译的这一句话而他呢真是很谦卑每次就是翻译就是翻译楼建华很少翻译我的讲道是不是但是呢等到忽然间这个杨长老不在的时候他翻译也不错啊对不对他更难翻译了神就这样兴起人了、哎你说我会在新加坡找到这个翻译吗？我不会找的。
I don't look for co-workers in Singapore.
I couldn't find out like this. 但是上帝兴起人的时候
But when God raises someone to be used by him,
他的时间到了。
That's when his timing has come.
他的方法很奇妙。
And his ways are really beyond our understanding.
就这样成了。
And things are done like that.
是不是啊？
Is that so?
世界有多少的英文比他好？
很多。
你说吧，我叫你翻译什么很多很多。新加坡有多少的英文比他好？
很多。
你翻译不是很多， oh, 他非得回答我了。
How many people will be good translators?
很多。
There are many.
但是呢
，However，
神要用的就不多。
There are not many who will be used by God.
就是这样。
That's how it is.
所以以法莲之所以超过马拿西
And Ephraim was greater than Manasseh.
因为以法莲没有说我要超过我哥哥
Because he never once said that he wanted to surpass his brother.
反是说我要
Whoever says I want to be great.
不是不可以
It's not that they cannot be great.
基督教从来没有浇冷水使要做大的人不准许愿
Christian faith will not disallow someone who want to be great to do great things.
你是真的吗？有这个原则吗？
Is that true?
有。
Yes.
为什么呢？
Why? Because Jesus said,
你们中间若有人要做大,
if someone among you want to do great things,
表示可以吗?
Can you do it?
耶稣没有说第十一条诫命不可做大。
Jesus did not say in his commandments, you cannot do great things.
你们中间若有人愿意做大,
if someone among you wants to do great things,
就做众人的仆人。
And you can be a servant among people.
所以先知门徒学校,
so the school of prophets and disciples,
训练很多很多很有分量的知识分子。
They trained many highly qualified intellectuals,
他们的先知功能,
their prophetic functions,
他们的未来知识,
their ability to prophesy,
都是很强的,
are all very strong indeed.
这些人甚至算出来以利亚升天是哪一天。
And these people could even tell when Elijah would be raptured.
那一天以利亚经过基甲,
and when Elijah was actually moving past this place,
经过约旦河,
and went past River Jordan,
先知门徒都出来了,
and all the prophets and disciples came,
他们对以利亚,
and said to Elijah,
你知道不知道今天你的老师要走了?
Do you know that your teacher is to be raptured today?
你看那个时候传道人神就知识这么好,
you see, the pastors then had good theological knowledge,
历史意识这么强,
they could know about sense history development.
Their theological knowledge is very updating.
Very updated theological knowledge.
但是呢,
however,
很多现在研究的神就是过去的，现在又发生什么事不知道上帝的带领。
But we very often now we actually study about the past. We don't know what's going to happen now.
那个时候神学教育很成功。
So at that time theological education was very good.
他们对以利沙说,
and then said to Elisha, they said,
你知道,
do you know,
你的老师今天被接去了,
your teacher is to be taken away today.
以利沙说, 真的吗? 我还不知道。
Elisha said, no, I don't know.
我图书馆的书都没有讲过这件事。
Because the books in my library didn't say so.
谢谢你,
thank you,
information 告诉我,
for giving me the information.
我告诉你,
let me say to you,
以利沙也很厉害, 不但你厉害,
Elisha was also intelligent.
所以圣经说,
the Bible says,
以利沙回答,
Elisha answered,
你们静静的。
Keep quiet.
我也知道。
I also know.
他不是说我才知道，他我也知道。
He didn't say I know now, but he said
你知我也知。
I already knew it. He said
大家不必讲，心照不宣。
We all know about it without talking about it.
你知我也知。
All of us know about it.
地方在哪里？
But where is the difference here?
他们知了又就回去。
After they knew about it, they went home.
那时候以利亚对以利沙说。
But Elijah said to Elisha,
我只做我所侍奉永生神上告刚刚告诉。
As I point to the living God whom I worship, whom
我要离开你了。
I'm going to leave you.
你离开我吧。
Leave me.
以利沙说什么？
Elisha said,
我只做侍奉永生神上帝告诉。
Likewise, I point to the living God and said,
我永远不离开你。
I will never leave you.
那么谁要听谁的？
Who will listen to who?
以利亚就让步。
So Elijah actually relented. Allow Elisha to follow him.
同样的神学知识,
the same theological knowledge.
同样的即时的真理,
they had the same understanding of the truth.
同样明白上帝的引导,
they both understood the will of God.
先知门徒的学校,
but the school of disciples and prophets.
有学问,
they had good knowledge.
有真理知识,
they had good knowledge of the truth.
有正统信仰,
they had the orthodox faith.
有时代敏感,
they were sensitive to the times.
没有跟随到底的心,
but they didn't have the heart to follow to the end.
所以淘汰掉,
so they were filtered away.
结果呢,
and however, what happened?
只有一个以利沙,
only Elisha,
决定不走,
decided not to go.
所以他跟以利亚到最后一步,
so he followed Elijah right to the very end.
他是唯一看到以利亚最后一刻的荣耀的一个学生,
he was the only student who witnessed how Elijah was given glory in his rapture.
这种人,
such a person,
虽然不会像先知门徒学校的资格,
although he might not be qualified like the other prophets and disciples,
神就兴起他大过其他先知,
but God would raise him,
门徒学校的学生,
God would raise him and use him more than other disciples,
接替下来,
and then he would take over Elijah's place.
所以如果上帝兴起比年轻比你年轻人做比你更大的工作的时候你会接受吗?
Will you be able to accept it if God raises someone younger than you to take over your place?
上帝兴起一些名不见经传的人超越你的侍奉你会接受吗?
Can you accept it if God raises an insignificant man to take over your ministry?
做爸爸的说不要这样
啊。As a father, he said, no, please don't do it.
我生他的我知道他是长子你用右手给他。
I know he's the elder son, please bless him more.
雅各说不。
Jacob said, no.
神要我做的。
God wants me to do this.
跟你的计划是不一
样。It's different from what you want to do.
做父亲的人。
As a father.
我哪一个不盼望他的计划他对孩子的了解被神所承认。
We always want as a father our will to be acknowledged by God as well.
做母亲的人。
As a mother.
哪一个不盼望他的孩子比别人生的孩子出人头地。
We also want our children to be greater than other children.
所以呢做母亲的跑到耶稣的面前。
So as a mother, the mother went to Jesus.
耶稣啊
oh, Jesus,
我只有两个孩子
I only have two children
我是不是别人，别人不是我。
I'm just me. I'm a unique person.
我之所以是我，因为我是我。
Because I'm unique.
请你听我的祷告。
Listen to my request.
成全我的心愿。
And fulfill my wish indeed.
祝福我的孩子。
And bless my children.
一个在你左边坐左相。
One should be on your left.
一个在你右边坐右相。
The other one on your right as ministers.
而且呢，这个西比太太太，西比太太太
the wife of Zebedee,
她已经比约瑟更明理了。
He was actually more reasonable than Joseph.
她没有说大的在右边。
She didn't say the elder one is on the right.
小的在左边。
The younger one on the left.
她只有说我这两个孩子，一个在你右边，一个在你左边，哪一个坐哪一个右，我顺服你的主权。
She just said that my two sons should be one on your left, one on your right.
她要求。是母亲的心愿。
It was a mother's request to Jesus.
有哪一个父亲不安排的孩子怎么上进的吗？
A father would always want the children to be great.
有哪一个母亲不愿望上帝赐福他的孩子？
A mother would always want the children to be blessed by God.
那么耶稣死了。
And after Jesus died,
是雅各继承他呢？
Did Jacob take over his place?
或者约翰继承他？
Or John?
啊？结果呢？
What happened again?
最先死的就是雅各。
Jacob was the first.
最后死的就是约翰。
The last to die was John.
所以西比太太太的祷告成全了。
So the wife of Zebedee had her request fulfilled.
所有人们都排队，最先死的是他的孩子，最后死的是孩子，一个在左，一个在右。
Among the 12 disciples, one, the
对不对？
One, two sons will, the first will die, and the second, last one will die.
受死的队伍的左右，不是宝座的左右。
So then they would, one would be the first to die, the other would be the last to die.
神的安排。
This is God's will indeed.
神旨意就是如此。
That's how God's will is accomplished.
当雅各死以前
and before Jacob died,
为以法莲玛拿西祷告
when he prayed for Manasseh and Ephraim,
他所赐的福
the blessings he gave them,
所讲的话
and the words he spoke,
是天上上帝所印证的话
were actually fulfilled in heaven.
有历史继续进展下去
and in the progression of history,
这两个蒙祝福的人就照着神所安排的在历史上这样
These two
顺服神的引导
last persons actually fulfill God's will in history.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我
May the Lord have mercy on us.
求主赐福给我
May the Lord bless us indeed.
我们一生尽心竭力侍奉
As we live our lives, we must serve Him faithfully.
我们好好为我们孩子计划
And plan for our children.
但是不能勉强上
But never force God to do it your way.
我有四个孩子
I have four children.
我本来很盼望两男两女
I wanted two sons, two daughters.
上帝就偏偏给我一男三女
My God gave me one son, three daughters.
结果我没有办法
So I couldn't do anything.
我不能计较，也不能求他换
I couldn't ask God to change things around.
我只能顺服
I could only obey God.
后来每次想着上帝有一个独生子，我说不错，我也有一个独生子
So I thought I have an only son, just like God has an only son.
我本来要两个男的
I wanted two sons.
一个做传道人
One to be a pastor.
一个做音乐家
One to be a musician.
或者音乐家的一半传道，或者传道的一半音乐
A preacher who is a musician or a musician who is a preacher.
因为我对艺术、对信仰都有很兴趣
Because I'm very interested in faith and also in art.
结果呢？
And what happened?
我只生一个男孩子。
I had only one son.
但是我盼望我的孩子做传道。
I wanted my son to be a preacher.
我是真心的。
I truly wanted.
做传道赚的钱不多。
Preacher doesn't make a lot of money.
我希望我的孩子做传道。
I wanted my son to be a preacher.
我去祷告上。
So I prayed to God.
但是我从来没有勉强他。
I never forced my son.
我不勉强我的孩子读圣经。
I didn't force my children to read the Bible.
不勉强我的孩子跟我每天跪在那边祷告。
I didn't force my children to pray with me every day.
我鼓励他。
I would encourage them.
我启发他。
And to inspire them.
我刺激他。
And to actually stimulate their thoughts.
让他自己做。
So that they would make their own decisions.
让他自己回应上。
They will respond to God based on their own will.
有一件事是我们一定要做的。
But there is something that I must definitely do.
每次跟孩子祷告。
Every time I pray with my children.
祷告完了。
And after the prayer.
他一定加一句话。
He would, oh, the children will add something.
长大被主用。
That to be used, I would add that. When you grow up.
长大被主用。
You must be used by God.
从小。
Ever since you are young,
每一天祷告完了就加这句话。
Every day after your prayer, at the end of a prayer, say this.
赐福给我们，与我们同在。
God bless us, be with us.
然后长大被主用。
In conclusion, we say, when we grow up, we want to be used.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name, amen.
甚至到他们长大了还说长大被主用。
Even when they grow up, they keep saying, when we grow up, we want to be used by God.
因为从小习惯了这样祷告。
Yes, become a habit since they were young.
我就注意。 几岁的时候他信仰产生怀疑。
So I would take note of when they would doubt their faith.
几岁的时候很努力地问一些神学问题。
At what age they would ask about theology?
几岁的时候信仰动摇受到考验。
At what age would their faith be shaken?
几岁的时候回头。
At what age would they turn back to the faith?
几件事我会记录下来。
A few things I would take note of in their life.
几岁开始就主动爱读书。
At what age they would actually proactively read books.
几岁开始很受吸引追求圣经的道。
At what age would they actually pursue the truth in the Bible?
几岁的时候决定要被主用。
At what age would they decide to be used by God?
那我不讲话。
So I would keep silent all the way.
我已经注意到了。
Because I've actually taken note.
我的大女儿曾经要做宣教士。
My eldest daughter wanted to be a missionary once.
现在变读医生。
And now she's a doctor.
已经嫁给别人。
Already married.
我的第二个孩子。
My second child.
曾经在11岁的时候。走到前头要做传道。
And she was 11. He wanted to be a pastor when he was.
后来几年都没有动静，44岁就跑一次。
But then there was no action from him.
到44岁再跑出来一次。
At 14, he actually did it once again.
如果不记住，17、18岁再跑了一次。
At 17 or 18, he dedicated himself again.
我不打扫。打草惊蛇。
I wouldn't actually ask him about this.
我等他自己。
I would wait for him to respond.
他去读大学。
So he went to the university.
又要读哲学。
Study philosophy.
又要读数学。
Mathematics.
又要读物理学。
Study physics.
我说你读三种都没有饭吃的东西。
See, these three things actually don't give you a good living.
还要读一个，后来他就读一个电脑科学。
Actually, computer science as well.
所以四种都读。
The four different areas of study.
四种都读，四种都不及格，你就不毕业。
You cannot graduate if you fail in all these four areas.
他静静的。
And he kept quiet.
后来四种都读以后呢，四年以后四种都毕业。
And he graduated with four different majors.
所以他有 four majors 的记录，破了那个学校所有的人的记录。
Broke the record among all the students in the school.
于是他回到印尼来。
And then he went back to Indonesia.
突然间把他叫到。
And I
讲台上。
I just called him up to the pulpit.
他的名字叫大卫。
His name is David.
他的身体像歌利亚。
But his build is like Goliath.
所以一站上来的时候。
When he stands on the pulpit.
哇，下面就喊了一声。
He's actually very tall and big.
比我高大得多。
So much bigger than me.
我就保持65到68公斤已经20年了。
I've maintained at 65 to 68 kg for 20 over years.
他保持110多公斤也已经十多年了。
It's more than 110 kg for more than 10 years.
差不多两倍大在那旁。
Almost twice my weight.
我在1500人面前。
Among in the presence of 1,500 people.
突然间问他一个问题。
I asked him a question.
你为什么读物理学？
Why do you want to study physics?
你为什么不读神学？
Why don't you study theology?
你不是三次走到前头了？他没有想到我都记得这么清楚。
Didn't you dedicate yourself to the Lord three times? He didn't know that I remember so clearly.
请你向大家回答。
Respond to the people.
让他自己回答。
And then he would say.
我就注意听他讲什么。
So I listened to his response.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
我其实没有忘记。
I've never forgotten that I dedicated myself.
要奉献做传道。
Give myself as a preacher to the Lord.
感谢主，听了我的祷告。
Thanks be to God, answered my prayers.
但是
，However，
我一直不读神学。
The reason why I've never studied theology，
因为我要把上帝所造的世界最艰难的这个学问全部学完了，才奉献做传道。
I want to actually study all the most difficult areas of study in God's created world.
所以呢，读了再读再读，就跑到物理学博士的课程。
Therefore, he went for a PhD program in physics.
我说，你为什么不选最好的大学？
Why don't you choose the best university?
他说，爸爸，你以为我读的大学不好吗？
Don't you think my university is quite good? He said.
我们的大学的物理部曾经把大学的国旗放在月亮上。
Our physics department once actually brought the flag of our university to the moon.
虽然名气不是像哈佛大学这么高。
Although we might not be as prestigious as Harvard.
但是在物理上是美国数一数二。
But in physics, we actually are among the top universities.
University of Connecticut.
University of Connecticut.
他一进到那个大学以后。
So when he went to that school,
他的教授不久就请他做副教授。
His professor actually hired him as an associate professor.
当他去年差不多读完博士的课程的时候。
So last year, just before he finished his studies,
我打电话给他。
I called him.
那我说你现在快要毕业了。
So、you're gonna graduate now.
你要不要奉献做？
Do you want to give yourself as a preacher?
你要不要念神学？
Do you want to study theology?
他说好。
He said yes, I'll do it.
我答应爸爸。
I will actually, I promise I'll do it.
所以他现在转到这个 Westminster 神学纪念。
Now he's in Westminster Theological Seminary.
我说你已经修完了博士课程。
Now that you have finished your PhD studies,
你快快搞好你的论文。
Now you must actually finish your thesis.
我至少要你神学念到一个硕士 你才可以回来。
In theology, I want you to at least get a master's before you come back.
他顺服。
So he obeyed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神兴起人的时候
When God raises people,
没有人可以干涉
No one can interfere.
我对我的教会说
I say to my church,
你们不要盼望我的孩子一定要接替我
Do not think that my children will take over me.
如果有人比他们更好
If someone is greater than them,
我们要选更年轻的来接替
We must choose a younger one to take my place.
这不是人的教会
Because this is not a church for men.
这不是唐牧师的教会
This is not Stephen Tong's church.
这也不是有钱人的教会
This is not a church for the rich.
只愿神的旨意成全
We only want God's will to be done.
我们创立这个教会的开始
When we first established this church,
我就定下一个条例
I established this rule.
我的家人不可以跑去算奉献的钱
My family members cannot actually count the money in offering.
唐家没有份于管理教会的钱
The Tong's family cannot manage the money in the church.
我的薪水不可以我定的
And my salary cannot be determined by myself.
是另外一个团叫这四部里面一些人
must be determined by an independent group of people.
我的孩子不可以接替我的工作
My children cannot take my place.
那是神自己的带领
It is only under the guidance of God.
如果有神的印证
If God really actually makes it clear to us,
别人选的
that is not chosen by others.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果上帝要以法莲在马拿西之上
If God wanted Ephraim to be before Manasseh,
你做右舍的不可以拦阻你要顺服
In the place of Joseph, you must not put a stop to this. You must obey.
上帝要比我们年轻的人超越我们
If God wants a younger person to take over our place,
我们要顺服不可拦阻
We must obey. We must not put a stop to this.
因为整个救恩历史是神主权的历史
Because in the history of salvation, it is God's sovereign will who actually runs the entire plan.
神的国度是神掌王位的国度
God's kingdom is where he reigns over everything.
神在我们的位分中间的安排
The way he arranges the status of different people.
他的智慧是无可匹比的
His wisdom is, transcends all our wisdom.
他的权柄是无可超越的
And his authority cannot be surpassed by any human authority.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
创世纪所记载的很多事情
Whatever recorded in Genesis,
在最后就变成记载了这世代的人的生活的记录。
Towards the end, it's about these four generations.
Abraham 的生命
Abraham,
以撒的生命
About the life of Isaac.
雅各的生命
Life of Jacob.
约瑟的生命
And the life of Joseph.
为什么变成一个家族世代个人的事情的记录
Why does it become a recording of four different generations in a family?
因为这些历史里面隐藏的意义
Because in this history there is great significance
是神要人类历史历代明白的那些真理
Because these will give us truths that God wants all generations to understand
求主帮助
May the Lord help us
给我们我们的家 我们的儿女
So that we and our family and our descendants
and 我们的侍奉
and our ministries
都在神的主权之下
will be under the sovereign will of God
顺服他
that we will obey his sovereign will
被主使用
to be used by God himself
我们低头祷告
Let us pray